Good morning. This is Carol Ventura, Executive Director of Rhode Island Housing. This is the February 20th, 2025 meeting of the Rhode Island Housing Board of Housing Trust Fund. This meeting is also being conducted via live teleconference for public access. Val Lingasamy, Assistant Director of Information Technology, will provide information.
Thank you, Carol. Good morning. This is Val Lingasamy, Assistant Director of IT at Rhode Island Housing. This meeting will be recorded and available for review on the Rhode Island Housing website within 3 to 5 business days after the meeting. Except for specific Rhode Island Housing staff, all callers will be muted during the meeting. If during the meeting anyone is having technical difficulties with audio or accessing the call, they should call 401-429-1430. Thank you.
Good morning, this is Kelly Canyon Lavallee, Deputy General Counsel of Rhode Island Housing. Members of the public can visit the Rhode Island Housing website to view the agenda and information on the actions being taken. In the event the teleconference is interrupted, we will stop the meeting until we can reconnect and audio is restored. Carol Ventura, Trustee of the Affordable Housing Trust Fund and Executive Director of Rhode Island Housing, will preside at today's meeting. Trustees, RA Housing Commissioners, and staff, please state your name each and every time prior to speaking. Now I will return to Carol to proceed with today's agenda.
Thank you, Kelly. This is Carol Ventura. The time is 10:52. Let me conduct a roll of the trustees in attendance. Trustee Pryor.
Here.
Trustee LaChapelle.
Here.
Thank you. Moving on to action item number one, approval of the minutes of the Affordable Housing Trust Fund meeting held on January 16th, 2025. May I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
I will in attendance.
Then I will second. Any questions or discussion? No? Okay.
Thank you.
Kelly, please conduct the vote.
Absolutely. This is Kelly Canyon-Lavallee. Trustees, if you are in favor of approving the minutes of the Affordable Housing Trust Fund meeting held on January 16, 2025, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, please say nay. For the record, with 2 affirmative votes and a recusal, the motion is approved.
Okay. Thank you, Kelly. Action item number 2 on the agenda is approval of turnkey affordable homeownership program additional funding. Lauren Farley will present. Thank you, Lauren.
Is that one first, or?
Nope, we're doing
the issue.
Yeah. Okay. This request for action is for approval to allocate $2 million in additional funding for the turnkey affordable homeownership program. On August 15, 2024, the Affordable Housing Trust approved creation of the turnkey program and funded the program with an initial allocation of $1 million to be administered by RA Housing. Turnkey was developed to address a priority of Rhode Island Housing's strategic planning, and that's help address the need for low to moderate income homeownership opportunities in Rhode Island, and to streamline the process for the development of low to moderate income homes that will be deed restricted by RA Housing. The turnkey program provides financing to developers of for sale units to buyers upon project completion. The developer is responsible for acquisition, construction, and rehab of the home without the benefit of Rhode Island Housing financing prior to completion, and that minimizes our involvement in prior to and during construction. Rhode Island Housing intends to disperse turnkey funding once a certificate of occupancy is issued and a deed restriction is recorded. Rhode Island Housing issued the first request for proposals for turnkey in September of 2024. In response, we received 3 proposals requesting more than $1.9 million in turnkey funding. Staff is going to recommend $1 million in turnkey funding for 2 projects, and that will deplete the initial program allocation. So this request is to allocate an additional $2 million of funding for the turnkey program. The applications will continue to be accepted on a rolling basis and reviewed in the order in which they're received, in accordance with program guidelines.
Thank you, Lauren. We have a motion to approve action item number 2.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Any questions or discussion on this action? Hearing none. Kelly?
Thank you.
Sorry, can I?
Jump right in,
thank
Commissioner.
You. I just jumped online really quickly for this, the Greenwood Place project. They were offered online for sale for $419,000. which differs from what it's saying is the appraised value of $480,000 a unit, and is also less than what I calculate is the $433,000 a unit that we're paying for this. So if we're doing a bulk purchase on all five of the units, I would think we'd get a discount if not pay for them. So I'd look into that. The other thing is that are we providing education for these new homeowners and how to form and work collaboratively for a homeowners association? Because we're going to be burdening these homeowners with the need to work together, I would think, right?
I defer to the staff.
It's something to discuss with the developer. Currently, we are not requiring any kind of education. I believe if they get a mortgage through Rhode Island Housing, there is a education component, but these buyers are not obligated to come through Rhode Island Housing. There will be condominium documents, and presumably we will see them because of the deed restriction that's being recorded, but I would also assume that the condo documents have been filed with the Secretary of State and already in place prior
to... My only comment is I've just seen some developments that are 100% low income. It just it makes it a little more difficult, certainly versus the model where you're 20% of a larger whole, like in the Crompton Meadows. It seems like a much better model for long-term success and financial sustainability, anecdotally from what I've seen. Not that the first one can't succeed, but... And then I just also like to point out that I really like this Crompton Meadows model. Assuming that the density bonus given to the developer is about equal to the number of affordable units therefore being constructed, you're essentially getting the land for free for the affordable units. Mm-hmm. So the town is contributing some effort to this. Then the developer is having to give some profit away to contribute to the subsidy. And then lastly, the state is contributing in the form of this $50,000 a unit through us into this. So it's all parties kind of coming together, I think, you know, to make this happen. And again, this is just, you know, these are 20 units out of 80, so I think it can be woven into the overall fabric, you know.
I'd encourage, if you're out on the road, to go buy this development.
Yeah.
Unbelievably beautiful. Yeah.
That's great to hear.
Great opportunity.
So all the others should help keep these lifted up.
Yep.
Yeah. Thank you.
Please.
We'll go back and we'll look at the condos. Yeah. Any other questions? We have motion and second. Kelly?
Apologies. Are we on the additional funding?
Or yes, you're on the additional funding.
Additional funding. We're chatting.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is Kelly Canyon-LaValle. Trustees, if you are in favor of approving the turnkey affordable home ownership program additional funding, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, please say nay. For the record, the motion is approved by unanimous.
Thank you, Kelly. Moving on to item number two, that is approval of turnkey affordable home ownership program funding awards. Lauren.
Good morning. This is Lauren Farley. This request for action is for approval of two awards under the Turnkey Affordable Home Ownership Program. And so last summer, the Affordable Housing Trust created the Turnkey Program to be administered by RA Housing. $1 million was made available to finance the development of affordable home ownership units, and the funding prioritizes projects that are ready to proceed within 4 months and accepts applications on a rolling basis. Max funding is limited to $190,000 a unit for an 80% AMI home or $150,000 per unit for a 100% AMI home. The developer receives a density bonus through the comprehensive permit process. The turnkey financing cannot exceed $50,000 per unit unless the project is 100% affordable and doesn't include market units. The first RFP was issued in September of 24. We received two complete applications requesting $1.45 million in funding. Staff is currently reviewing a third application. We need a bit more information on, so at this time we're recommending funding for only the two complete applications in the amount of $1 million. these projects are ready to go and meet Rhode Island Housing's threshold criteria. There's 5 assisted units in Warwick, 5 assisted units in Cobham. Pinewood Place condominiums that we just discussed is being developed by Melwick Builders. They're constructing 5 condominium units at 68 Green Street. Construction is nearly complete, and we expect certificates of occupancy by the end of March. All 5 3-bedroom units will be available to for sale to households earning up to 100% AMI. Next project is Crompton Meadows, Phase 1 in Coventry. Developers, Appanog Properties, they're developing 80 detached single-family condo units. They were awarded a density bonus requiring 20 affordable units. Phase 1 that's being built today is 5 2-bedroom units that will also be available to households earning up to 100% AMI. And construction completion of these initial 5 units is expected by July of this year. And the developer is eligible for $50,000 a unit. $250,000 is being recommended today. The turnkey financing was requested for 9 additional affordable units in phase 2 and 3. We only have $1 million available right now, so we anticipate bringing those projects forward with additional funding that was just made available. Happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Thanks, Laura. Can I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Let's open it up to more questions.
I'll just ask, given Kevin's question on the unit pricing, can we take that into account once you do your analysis?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yes. That is, we evaluate the numbers. I believe one of these condos is already sold. I heard from an individual working with a developer that one was market rate. So it might limit how many units we'll do here anyway.
Okay. Very good.
Okay. Any other questions, comments? All right. Kelly.
This is Kelly Kenyon LaValle, trustees. We are in favor of approving the turnkey affordable homeownership program funding awards. Please say aye.
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 All those opposed, please say nay. For the record, the motion is approved by unanimous vote.
Okay. Motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Thank you. Kelly?
Absolutely. This is Kelly Kenyon LaValle, trustees. For adjourning, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, please say nay. For the record, the motion is approved by unanimous vote.
Thank you. All set, pal. Thank you very much.